Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to the jungle!
No? You didn't like that?
Clowns, what is up? Room, out, grab a vine.
No?
You should ask Skip what he thinks about that performance.
I'm trying to make you laugh. Mm. I'm trying to make you, like, understand the true genius weirdness of this show.
Oh, believe me, brother, I understand. I understood. It didn't take me long to understand either.
See, if you would have called me a bro instead of brother, if you would have just said, believe me, bro, I would have said, you know what? We are bros. I know you. You know me. We work together. We're friends.
But nothing about that word would, like, tick you off? Just the use of that word?
Now, if you would have called me brah, I probably wouldn't have appreciated that. But when Commanders 27 says, whoa, hey, bro, whoa, we're not bros. We're not bros.
No, first off, we're not bros.
First off, we're not bros. Just relax with that. Anyway, we were just talking about the Damon Williams situation. Just having a conversation with one of our guys out the bullpen area. I mean, like, if you're Washington, you don't want this kid back now. He didn't want to be there. He wanted to quit on you. And yet they're stuck taking him back. I guess the only thing you could do if you're Jed Fish in Washington is bench him. But, that's hurting your program. But, I mean, he didn't want to be there. See, this is the problem with money and opportunity and greed and NIL and transfer portal and pay for play. Nothing is ever good enough. And if you think for one second that that kid really, really, really wants to be back at Washington, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. What did you say, Cowboy Bob, before the show? You got a bridge in Ashburn or something like that? I don't know if there's any bridges in Ashburn, but I know there's bridges in Brooklyn. New York. All right. Let's get to Skip in D.C. He wanted to finish up the college football conversation, at least for now, on Michael Irvin, I believe. What up, Skip? How are you?
What's happening, brother?
What up, bro? Rah! Oh, God. You know, here's the thing. Real quickly, Skip. It drives me crazy. Like, when it comes across as like, bruh, chill out, man. Relax. Don't get
right,
you
right,
know,
condescending.
Yeah,
in other
it
words.
Just came across right. And people do that, right? And it, like, I'm really not afraid. Trust me, I'm really not opposed to anybody, you know, calling me brother. Yeah, well, I do it too. What's up, brother? How are you? Know what's right. going on, man? You know, like, I do that all the time. It's just when it comes across as condescending, like, chill out, bro. You know, go fly a kite.
I do understand. And by the way, I do like Guns N' Roses.
Attaboy.
Okay?
Attaboy.
You know? That's like, that was a good opening.
Yeah,
for me.
I think AMAX, sometimes when he's got an interesting palate, because there's times where he plays music for me and you, apparently, and then there's times where he plays music for him.
Wait. I don't mind the Guns N' Roses, though, Skip and Chris. It's Skip, did you hear Chris Russell trying to sing over the beat? That's more so the opinion that I had about it, Skip.
Yeah,
I would like to get your thoughts on that.
Skip, I am a good singer. If I am anything else, I am a good singer. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun games. No?
I think you need to ease up on that.
Okay. I'll try. I'll try and be better. All right.
Okay.
Now.
Well, at least wait till the music's loud enough so that it doesn't matter, you know? That's what I usually say.
All right, there you go.
But I got to co-sign what you said about Michael Irvin.
Oh.
He is the, and there are many, on the media, and social media and podcasters, he is the most obnoxious one of all. Like, he would be number one if you had to have a list of the most obnoxious media, social media podcasters mm-hmm. out there. He's number one because he's got the double. He's got the U during its most obnoxious era. I think the current U, you know, I like the current, the guys at the U now.
Yeah.
I mean, they seem to be, you know, humble.
Yeah, Mario Cristobal seems like a no-nonsense, just hard-nosed, you know, ex-football player that just is in his dream job and finally is starting to climb officially the mountain. I mean, there's a lot to like about Miami. Yeah.
So I'm talking about the Jimmy Johnson era through the Luke, and all of that.
Luther Campbell and all that stuff. Oh,
yes, all of that era of, you know, like ego and just everything that was going on down there.
It was like renegade runaway. It just turned you off if you like any kind of civility or whatever. And listen, I understand he's a very happy alum and all you know, but like cheer for your team. Fine. Be there. Fine. Great. Hug everybody. Great. I saw him in the huddle last night on the sideline.
Like, get out of the picture, dude.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, he always just wants to be in the middle of everything.
Yes, and then taking off the belt at the end of the game and whipping Ole Miss. You beat them by 3 points, first of all, number one. Number two, shut up, man. You're 55 years old.
To win that game at the end.
Yeah. And here's another thing. I will tell you this. We had Michael Irvin on the show about 3 years ago, maybe somewhere. He was actually doing work for the company as like an NFL insider, and somehow we got him. And I found him to be very, very cool and normal and like out of control. It's almost like he's just putting on a show to create relevancy again.
I mean, he has the double, though. It's not only the U, it's the Cowboy.
Yeah, oh, well, yes.
The same thing. It's like, stop it, please.
I know.
Especially the Cowboys haven't done anything for 30 years. So come on.
I'm with you.
It's like the U hasn't done anything for 20-something until now. And the Cowboys haven't done anything for 30.
Again,
so shut up
again,
already.
I'm with you. Again, make no mistake. I don't think either one of us, you or me, Skip, are saying you can't be happy, you can't celebrate, you can't root your team on, you can't be there to support the guys. None of that is true.
He's what they call doing too much.
Yeah.
The definition of doing too much would be Michael Irvin.
And that's light. You know, that's light. I appreciate the phone call, though, Skip. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris.
All right, you take care of yourself. I got to get some breaking news before we turn officially the page from college football to the NFL. AMAC, you sent this to me. Pete Thamel all over it as well. The NCAA has denied Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss a sixth year of eligibility, which ends his college career. However, Ole Miss can still appeal the decision. This was after a verbal denial in December. So now two denials, but they can still appeal the decision. Because remember, he came from, a D2 school or whatever it was?
Yeah,
it was D2.
Yeah,
I forget
don't know.
Which
don't
school.
Ask me the name, yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting. All right. Put that aside for right now. Now, before we get to the NFL playoffs, I wanted to do this. The Commanders have, as you know, fired both of their coordinators. We got word the other day that they wanted to talk to the Raiders defensive coordinator. Now we have more word that over the last 24 hours, and basically since we got off the air yesterday, they want to talk to, or planning to talk to, or requested permission to talk to Drew Terrell of the Arizona Cardinals and their former wide receivers coach, but under a different regime, and Luna Wells. Now, Terrell is the Cardinals passing game coordinator and wide receivers coach. Apparently, they've already interviewed him, so that's no longer a request for permission. Mike McDaniel was the big name yesterday. Also, Lunda Wells, I think it's Lunda, is how you say his name. So I talked to somebody. I don't think that interview has actually happened, but they've asked permission. Now, Ben Standick points out, and I forgot about this, that they initially sought to interview Wells for the offensive line coach position last year. Now, I think that was when they first got here, not after last year, but I could be wrong on that. But clearly, he worked with DQ in Atlanta. He could also work, he could be the, not tight ends coach, but he could be the offensive line coach. Now, David Rye, the current tight ends coach, was hired and was a Cliff Kingsbury guy. I think he's probably gone, right? I mean, you would think. Maybe. I don't know. But you would think. So they could have tight ends coach open. They could have, they do have offensive line coach open because they fired Bobby Johnson. They have offensive coordinator open. So Lunda Wells could be both. Now, I talked to somebody who knows Lunda, you know, pretty darn well. I'm just trying to pull it up in my text here just so I get the actual right language. Person said, Lunda's super detailed, smart, well-liked in the locker room. He could do it. Now, they sought permission to interview him for the offensive coordinator position. He's the tight ends coach of the Cowboys. So they can't hire him, I guess, if he's still under contract, as their tight ends coach. I don't know how it would work if they wanted to hire him for the offensive line coach position and he's under contract still. But because they are seeking permission, it indicates that he's still under contract, meaning he doesn't have an expired contract. But, again, we'll have to wait to see how this all plays out. But he apparently could become the offensive coordinator. Perhaps if they decide to go a different way at offensive coordinator, he could still be added to the staff, assuming that the Cowboys allow that and give permission for that if he's still under contract, which the indication is that he is. So, again, this is a very fluid situation, and I would say this. You don't have to have an answer right now. You can allow the process to play out. And here's the reason why I don't think Mike McDaniel is coming here. It's not because Mike McDaniel is not held in high regard. Wouldn't be great. It's not because you fear that he would get a head coaching position next year. Mike McDaniel might very well get another head coaching position this year. Right? You have all these teams with vacancies. Some bad teams, some interesting teams. I would classify the Giants as a bad interesting. But if I'm the Giants, I mean, it makes sense, all the sense in the world to go hard after Harbaugh, see if you can secure him. You know, we'll see what happens with Miami. Miami seems like they're hiring. They didn't hire the Chargers guy. They hired the Green Bay guy. So I don't know what that means for Harbaugh. I have no idea. But you have, you know, Stefanski out there. You have McDaniel out there. You have Harbaugh out there. But to me, if I was Mike McDaniel, like, I would look at the Giants as a good opportunity. I would look at the Baltimore Ravens as a great opportunity. Now, do you have questions and issues and problems that you got to deal with in both of those places? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, who knows what Lamar's situation is at this point? And that could slow that market down. Can Jackson Dart stay healthy? I think he can do just about everything else. I think Jackson Dart is really talented. I just don't know if he can stay healthy, right? And there's real legitimate concern for that. But I think Mike McDaniel's going to get a head coaching position because I think, even with a franchise in as much of a quagmire as like Arizona, if you're Mike McDaniel, A, you might think you can work with Kyler Murray. Good luck. B, you're getting a new quarterback. And you have a chance to put your stamp on that. And you got a pretty decent defense. You got some blocks. Some building blocks. You got a great tight end, so on and so forth. So even like the quote-unquote jobs that aren't held in high regard, think about this. Atlanta. He was once there as an assistant under Kyle Shanahan, under Dan Quinn. Maybe they go back to that well. Atlanta. Maybe he goes to Cleveland, where he was an assistant under Kyle Shanahan for 1 year as their head coach. You know, who knows? So, like, people that want to sit here and say, well, Mike McDaniel, that's the name you know. He may not be available. He may not want to do that right now. And I don't blame him because I think he can easily get a head coaching position in this cycle. Forget about next year. This year. Next year is unimportant. And if he were to come here somehow and have success and you lose him next year, yeah, that would suck. But that's because you had success. That's good. I've never understood that mentality. Don't hire somebody because they might leave. Well, guys leave all the time. Now, apparently the Commanders have also interviewed in-house candidates. David Blau, I would presume, is one of those. Anthony Lynn, I would presume, is another. And maybe, the wide receiver coach? I don't know. Right? What's his name? Bobby Engram. But I would presume David Blau and Brian Johnson, also the former Eagles offensive coordinator. Right? So maybe they've interviewed all four. Maybe they've interviewed three of the four. I don't know. Along with Drew Terrell, along with at least asking for permission to talk to Linda Wells. So if that's the case, that's like five or six candidates that we kind of know already. And kind of puts to shame some of the list that we tried to put together earlier this week, right? I mean, we did mention Anthony Lynn. We did mention David Blau. But others that were mentioned were Brian Daboll. So far, nothing on that. Tommy Rees. So far, nothing on that. Brian and Bill Callahan, Dwayne Ledford, the Atlanta offensive line coach, Thomas Brown, the passing game coordinator of the Patriots, Mike McCarthy, the former Cowboy, anybody from San Francisco so far. Now, again, this process is going to play out, right? Just because they haven't talked to somebody yet doesn't mean they're not going to talk to somebody immediately next week. Like if San Francisco gets eliminated this Sunday against Philadelphia, then you can talk to any San Francisco coach you want. Remember, there's all sorts of rules. And remember this, you don't have to make the decision today. There's no game this week, unfortunately, or fortunately. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Cowboy Bob Stock Report coming up. And a look at the NFL Wild Card Weekend. Six playoff games straight ahead, plus Indiana-Oregon tonight in the Peach Bowl. In the college football semifinal to see who will play Miami in the national championship. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I look over to my right, NCL Doctor, getting ready to go. Chopping it up with the boys with a big smile on his face. Doc wants to talk about who the Giants are going to hire as a head coach coming up. AMAX New York Giants. And who the New York Jets are going to sign in free agency. Yeah, Doc's all over it. And the Buffalo Bills as well. Extensive preview of all things New York coming up at 4 o'clock. I wouldn't do that on this show. No, Doc would. Doc would. All right. Before we get to Cowboy Bob and the Cowboy Bob stock report, because very important, the Cowboys might be losing a treasured member of their coaching staff. Treasured member of their coaching staff. And they're trying to get, you know, big name defensive coordinators. I wanted to do this. Wild Card Weekend is here. Six NFL games starting tomorrow afternoon. Listen, to me, I am intrigued, I guess is the best way to put it, by them all. But the one that I'm probably most interested in seeing how it plays out is Green Bay-Chicago. That's what I'm probably most interested in. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Now, it's in Chicago. Green Bay, again, it doesn't matter, is favored by a point and a half. I mean, we'll see if the Rams get upset against Carolina. I don't think they will, but push that aside. Tomorrow night, Chicago, which is asleep at the wheel for three quarters of every game, and then just suddenly wakes up and rises from the ashes, Undertaker style, against Green Bay, a rematch. I mean, this is meeting number three in the last, what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks? I mean, I would love Green Bay if Micah Parsons was around in this game. Okay. I would love Green Bay if Micah Parsons was playing in this game. Jordan Love is cleared from concussion, ready to go. Now, he was not very good in the playoffs last year. Neither was the Packers. They committed a special teams mistake, which led to an Eagles touchdown early on in that game. So it was in Philadelphia. This is in Chicago. I think it's a different atmosphere. I think I still like Green Bay in this game, only because, again, what I mentioned earlier in the show, Chicago, Ben Johnson has been not good. Game management strategy, clock management, timeout usage, what have you, down the stretch in some of these games. And two, and the bigger issue for me, is the Bears just are not consistent. Like, you can throw every statistic you want in the world. I'm telling you, you watch their games, they're asleep for three quarters of the game. And nothing goes right. And then they wake up, and good for them. But, you know, you watch them last Sunday against the Lions. Now, that's a divisional game, but the Lions are already eliminated. And the Lions went in there, and they had them shut out until the start of the fourth quarter. And then the Bears quickly score two touchdowns and wake up and, again, give them credit. But then the Lions win the game outright. If you don't show up last night or tomorrow night for two and a half, three quarters, probably ain't winning that game if you're the Green Bay Packers. I mean, if you're the Chicago Bears. Green Bay is a little bit different. Now, again, I'd really, 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 really like them if they had Micah Parsons. But they don't. They don't. But I think the Packers can run the football. I think Jordan Love, as long as he's not throwing up all over himself, were knocked out early with a concussion, and obviously they have, you know, fairly decent to good backup option, just in case, in Malik Willis. I think the Bears are in trouble. Little trouble. I would not feel confident about the Bears tomorrow night. Now, they are home underdogs, right? So for those of you that believe in the Vegas stuff, which I don't, Vegas doesn't have much confidence in the Bears either, right? Think about it. The Bears are 11-6. They won the division. The Packers are 9-7-1 without Micah Parsons and with Jordan Love off the concussion, and they're favored. So either something is really fishy here, or, quite honestly, Vegas sees what I see. Now, that's just one of the games. I'm also intrigued. You know, Buffalo-Jacksonville should be a fun game. Two 12-plus win teams there. San Francisco-Philly, I have no idea how it's going to play out. Because San Francisco's defense, with all their injuries, not great, Bob. But Philadelphia's offense just stinks out loud. Chargers-Patriots Sunday night. I mean, I guess we'll find out if the Patriots carve through 14 wins against terrible competition. I guess we'll find out against, you know, Herbert on the road. Pretty good Charger defense. Bad Charger offensive line. Amarian Hampton says the plan is for him to play, even though he's listed as questionable. That's going to be interesting. All right, let's take a timeout. Then we will get to the Cowboy Bob Stock Report and then more NFL playoffs on the other side of that because, well, the Dallas Cowboys aren't in the playoffs, so we don't have to worry about that. Of course, me being a diehard Washington Commanders fan, I shouldn't say and make fun of the Cowboys out loud so much because, you know, the Cowboys and the Commanders are both playing golf. And AMAX New York Giants, they're playing golf as well. This show has a lot of playoff utility, me being the diehard Commanders fan that I am. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Don't be too hard on Cowboy Bob because, you know, I think what you do with AMAC and what you do with Cowboy Bob, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
It's hard to disagree with that notion. It's hard to disagree with the reality that Cowboy Bob thinks, and I would suspect most of you agree, that most Cowboy fans are just plain old stupid. I mean, it's kind of hard to disagree with that. I got to be honest with you. Welcome back, everybody. We will get back to your calls and the NFL playoffs in just a wee little bit. But now it is time for another award-winning edition of the Cowboy Bob Stock Report, in which Cowboy Bob tells us all the things that he knows and thinks about his beloved Dallas Cowboys. First of all, Cowboy Bob, Happy New Year, number one. Number two, is the broken leg healing okay from when you jumped on and off the bandwagon there? Starting right around the time that the Cowboys went right down the toilet?
Happy New Year to everybody out there, mm-hmm. even though it's 9 days after the first. Yeah. But I don't know what broken leg you're talking about.
Well, you know the broken leg. You just don't want to admit it. You don't want the sympathy of America for you, a fan of America's team, a team that has represented this country with such great class and dignity and is the exact perfect symbol for where we are heading as a society. I mean, Cowboy Bob, it doesn't serve you any purpose to admit or not admit that you didn't suffer a broken leg jumping off the bandwagon.
I don't know what you're talking about. Shout out.
We've been down this road before, pal. We've been down this road before. Anyway, I don't want to embarrass you any further. Your team already does that. By the way, after the Dallas Cowboys came in here on Christmas Day and beat the Commanders and, you know, Shoddy was in the locker room and rah-rah shishkumba and everybody was feeling good and, you know, Dak was wearing the Santa jacket that they gave him on Netflix and all that. So everybody was, you know, they were eating the steak and all that. How did the Cowboys lay an egg against AMAC's New York Giants?
Well, Brian Schottenheimer, he understood the assignment, which is picks over momentum or whatever. Moral victories, that's what they call.
Yeah.
We don't care about that crap. We need dudes on the team. And we could have failed from 11 from what was we was supposed to pick at prior to week 18 all the way to 17-18 range.
With a win.
Yes, with the win, exactly.
So he understood the assignment of losing being more important than winning a division win. Game exactly. That means absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
Which is part of the reason why I like Brian Schottenheimer. Because just the
option. I thought you were anti-Tank.
Huh? I'm anti-Tank in the NBA.
Okay, in the NBA.
In the NFL, okay. Once you're a playoff eliminated, go ahead, competitively lose all you want.
That's a fair position.
You know. Because Dan Quinn didn't understand the assignment. Schottenheimer apparently
y'all
did.
Y'all have claimed the prestigious title
of champions
exactly.
of the land of make-believe NFC East tournament.
Exactly.
So, that being said, the Cowboys are so interesting, right? Because you have George Pickens, big-time free agent. You got to figure out the defense. You got to hire a defensive coordinator. I know you want, ideally, Brian Flores, or at least I believe that's how we last left it. But they have a couple of candidates already that people are talking about, right? So I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond because, again, you are a coach killer. You are a coach hater. They fired Eberflus, a guy who you absolutely could not stand. They're apparently going to interview the Vikings defensive pass game coordinator Durante Jones, Cleveland Browns safeties coach Ephraim Banda, and I like this one, defensive pass coordinator for the Denver Broncos, Jim Leonard. Do any of those names get you hot under the collar?
I love Jim Leonard. I think that would be it would be a very...
What's wrong?
No, because I'm listening to the feedback from my computer. So okay. It was a little delayed, so I thought the mic wasn't on or something.
No.
But yes, Jim Leonard would be a great hire. The Broncos have one of the better defenses in the league. And he also ran a pretty good defense at Wisconsin as well.
Yes, he did.
And as far as the Vikings... What's his name again?
Ephraim Banda. Oh, no. The Vikings is Durante Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Because they realize that Brian Flores is either going to get a head coaching job or Brian Flores is going to come back to Minnesota.
Listen, if you can't get the main guy, get the next best thing, you know? And I'm not too educated about the last candidate you named.
Cleveland Browns safeties coach Ephraim Banda.
Oh, shoot, the Browns, you can't get Jim Schwartz. Get the next best guy, I suppose.
Well,
this is a step in the right direction. I would say that. It's better than going to get retreads and try to get guys that, you know, the Cowboys love their former head coach things that we're going to transition to a coordinator.
Right.
But the process is much better this time around.
So you think taking guys that have never called plays, guys that most of America has never heard of, and making them the defensive coordinator under an offensive head coach where they're going to have more autonomy than normal, you think that's a smart idea than those boring, experienced retreads, as you call them, as many in America call them? You think that's a better philosophy?
Yes, because we've seen it work. The formula has shown to be work.
So you don't think anybody with experience has ever, like, second opportunity has ever had success?
Oh, no, they absolutely have. Uh-huh. Like, I think if Raheem Morris would be good as a DC. Yeah. Like, even though he hasn't been a head coach, but Jeff Olbrich. Actually, speaking of him, we tried to request an interview with him, well, and the Falcons denied it.
That's what I was going to ask. That was the name that I saw out there, and I couldn't remember who exactly it was. Right. The Falcons, for now, denied it because,
which is,
smartly,
which is
we
a
talked,
load of crap, by the way.
But we talked about this earlier this week, right? If you're the new head coach, first of all, I think he interviewed for the head coaching job in Atlanta. But if you're the new head coach, you might want to keep that guy. It's
possibly
not crap. It's, you know, if the new head coach comes in and says, nah, you know, Jeff Ulbrich and what, then they can hire him. You got to just be patient.
That's the thing, though. Time is of the essence.
Time is not of the essence.
Yes, it is.
Cowboy Bob, I can confirm that you have no game scheduled, nothing to do this weekend.
But you know, the coaching cycle changes quickly. Let's say he has his pick of the litter. It's plenty of teams out there that need coordinators, head coach, blah, blah, blah. Let's say they wait to hire a coach. The coach decides, hey, I don't want to keep this staff. And then he screwed out of a job. Or he has to pick some sorry team or something.
You mean Jeff Ulbrich?
Yes.
Well, he could pick a sorry-ass team in the Cowboys.
You know, okay, that was a good one. But
ba-dum-bum.
But it, like, anywho, but back to the Cowboys coaching search, I think it's a step in the right direction. It's something we haven't seen them do as of recent years, which is why I'm excited or optimistic, cautiously optimistic.
Because you're out on the dinosaurs ex-head coach
like
thing.
The Wade Phillips.
Like Mike Zimmer and the Wade
Phillips.
Actually,
I like Mike Zimmer, to be fair.
You want to bring Mike Zimmer back?
I don't think he would want to come back.
I don't think so.
I think that bridge kind of...
Yeah. I don't think
got,
so either.
Yeah. Little hot.
What do you think of... What do you think of the Commanders wanting to talk to Patrick Graham, the Raiders defensive coordinator? If the Raiders sucked as bad as they suck throughout the year, would you want to interview one of their coordinators?
I feel like a lot of that stuff situational, because I think if you look at their yards per play they've given up, they're actually in the top 10. Like best in the league, mm-hmm. So they weren't completely awful.
No,
but
they were an awful team.
Yes, they were,
and they weren't very good on defense in a lot of ways because their offense put them in a bad spot. Cowboy Bob, what are the Dallas Cowboys doing this weekend? Who are they playing? Where are they?
I think in the Cancun Bowl.
Oh,
they're playing. Let me check the schedule. Looks like. Oh, we're playing y'all in the Cancun Bowl.
Ooh. In the Tostitos Cancun Bowl?
Yes.
Speaking of Tostitos, do you guys, Cowboy Bob and AMAC, do you guys like queso by any chance?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
You talk
boy.
About from yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday's bit over on the other station.
Do you know about this bit from yesterday with Grant Parson?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rooster.
So Grant... who is an absolute space alien when it comes to food, who I spent Wednesday night with at Capital One Arena. Wonderful, on the glass, right? Great experience in the United Globe Lounge. I mean, unbelievable food. Unbelievable food. Bar, pregame, intermissions. A little tough to get to, a little hard on the knees, but, you know, unbelievable experience. I'm so thankful, so lucky. But Grant is a space alien. He had never tried queso ever in his life.
I don't believe that.
I mean, I do because I've known Grant for 15 years. Mm. I have had many a meal with Grant. He will not try something if it sounds weird. If like you know, like, have you guys ever had like a ceviche seafood, right? Whatever.
Ceviche?
Ceviche. I thought it was ceviche?
You may be
ceviche?
Right. Yeah,
whatever.
I'm not
he
one to
would
correct.
Never, ever, ever have ceviche, not because of how it tastes, but because of what it sounds like. So he had supposedly never had queso because the only kind of cheese dip stuff that he likes is like melted cheese, like sprinkled, you know, like out of a bag
like
where you
cheese.
Sprinkle it on. Yeah, like shredded cheese, which is, probably a better way to go. But a lot of Americans and a lot of people that have actually good taste like queso, right? Where you kind of cook it in a pot and it's very cheesy and creamy. And maybe you put some poblano peppers or whatever kind of chili, you know, hatch green chili peppers or whatever. Are you a queso guy?
Yes.
Are you a queso guy, Mac?
Yeah, you put it in front of me for the most part. I'm going to eat it.
Right. So what would you say is the best dip in the world? Like if you were on your deathbed and you know you were about to kick the bucket and they said last meal, appetizer, chips and dip, what kind of dip would we be requesting on your deathbed? Or if you were about to go in the electric chair for being a dumb Cowboys fan.
What in the world?
He tried to fire.
He can't help himself. He can't help himself.
He tried to fire me 3 times the other day after you left. So him trying to fire me and now trying to get you on a death penalty. I guess we're all in the same.
Insane
work. Yeah.
But if I had to pick, I might go with Rotel dip.
What exactly is Rotel? Is like tomato salsa peppery.
Yeah, yes. It's cheese,
right? With a can of Rotel in it.
Yes, but you also put either ground beef in it or ground turkey in it.
Uh huh.
Season with that bad boy,
but yeah. The Rotel itself, Rotel, it's like a can of like. I don't know how to best describe
salsa,
it. Yes, spicy salsa or not even spicy. I mean, they're mild, but it's got like some of the same consistency.
Peppers,
right,
all
exactly.
That stuff. Exactly.
Tomatoes, you onions, peppers, that type of thing.
Put it in a crock pot.
Uh-huh.
Let it cook for some hours.
In a crock pot?
Yeah, you cook it
in a crock pot.
A crock pot.
That's a shout out to my buddy Fred. Crock pot. Ooh, your crock pot. Inside story. You guys don't know that. AMAC, what would you have as a last and final dip request were about to put you out of your misery?
I already got fired 3 times. You can't kill me too, Rooster. Like, can we choose one or the other?
I'm saying if. Hypothetical, my friend. Hypothetical.
Now I feel like there's a lot of weight on this because I was just going to go Pico. My dip game isn't as deep as, what is it called?
Rotel.
Yeah, Rotel. I like Rotel more better.
I mean, I got to say, Cowboy Bob surprised me.
Yeah, that's a deep pull.
For a Cowboy fan to have that much class, that much like quality in his game, surprising. Especially at this time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, because it has been a long time since the Cowboys or anybody associated with the Cowboys has been good in January. It is a long time. So I'm very surprised by that he pulled that out of his tuchus. So what do you got?
Anywho, I was going to say either pico or spinach.
Is spinach an artichoke or just spinach?
Sure, yes.
No, spinach dip, you mean?
Yes.
Not just spinach, like it.
But the question was, what's your favorite type of dip?
Okay, so. I was just trying to clarify. Spinach dip. Excellent choice. Spinach and artichoke dip is great. It's hot, you know, whatever. All of that is very, very, very good. Hmm. You know what I think we should do as a show? I mean, Cowboy Bob, you're technically not a member of the show, but I've kind of adopted you as my
honorary member.
Yeah, I've kind of adopted you as my long-lost stepson.
Wait, what?
I think we should make a chip. I think we should do, you know, they're always getting stuff for free over there because everybody loves them. Nobody loves us over on this side of the aisle. I think we should do a chips and dip show. What do you think? Where we all bring in chips. We all bring in a favorite dip, make a favorite dip. I've got some dips that you wouldn't believe that are awesome. What do you say about that?
I'm down.
What do you think, AMAC? To celebrate all of our teams being eliminated from the playoffs?
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about this next break. What was the question?
Oh, that I have to take?
No, we're good. We're good. I already made a decision, okay. But what was the question? I'm sorry.
All right, it's okay. You were doing your job because, we do 14 for the price of one around here. I said, what about doing a chips and dip like on a Friday show where we bring in our favorite chips, we bring in our favorite dips. Mm. We don't allow anybody from 106.7 to have it. Because they get special privileges all the time that we simply do not get on the little engine that could, the little show that could.
See, I feel like that's going to raise conflict. Like, I'm for it, but I feel like we shouldn't keep the 106.7 side. And, you know, I'm conflict averse.
Okay.
So I don't want to.
But you like the concept of doing a chips and dip show.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Last the week of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Great. Yeah.
Last thing for you guys. J.P. Finley walked in here earlier and said, Roost, I want to provide you a little gift. And he threw something at me, and it was this Lindor chocolate ball. And he said, do you want my blue balls?
Yeah, sounds like J.P.
What do you guys make of this? Should I have it? I mean, does
Are
that
you a
technically,
chocolate guy?
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, I mean, because JP introduced it in such a way that it makes me feel a little icky, I got to be honest with you, eating it, should I have it or not? What do you think?
Considering you said way more egregious things on this show and off air.
I don't say egregious things. You
yes,
think
you
I
do.
Say egregious things?
Yes, you do. At least once a show, I'm like over here, I'm like, okay, that's enough.
I mean, you guys have no tolerance for fun radio. None. I'm trying to beat the fun out of you guys.
And
I know we obviously bust on Linnell Chops.
Who?
For good reason.
Who?
Because he's very bustable on.
Who?
What? Who? Who's that? Anyway, thank you, Cowboy Bob.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. Good luck this weekend in the Tostitos Cancun Bowl.
Yes, good luck.
Don't beat the Commanders for a third time this year, please.
I'm in no control of that.
Okay, well, that's all right. Maybe Shoddy will dial up a couple of plays. We got to take a timeout. The Birdman, the Mark and Largo show coming up as well. Back to the NFL playoffs and the Commanders' offensive and defensive coordinator search. Not that there's a whole lot of news there, but we will do our best to stir the pot a little bit. Dumb dumb of the day as well. All to come. Oh, and our picks. Yes, our picks. Got to make those on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Come out and pound them because they are susceptible to the pounding.
It would.